Exercise 9, page 72.
Welcome back to the Environment Show. I'm joined now by the fashion journalist, Heather Rhodes. Heather has just released a book about the clothes industry and the environment. Heather, why did you decide to write this book?
Thanks for having me, Charlie. I first got the idea for this book around a year ago. One evening, I was watching the news. There was some footage of a march for action against climate change. Anyway, one thing I noticed was the clothes a lot of the people taking part were wearing. Popular sports brands, which I know for a fact are not at all eco-friendly. I was shocked that environmentalists could care so little about the carbon footprint of their clothes.
I see. Can you tell us about the carbon footprint of the clothes industry in general?
Considering all of the different stages involved in making and selling clothes, the industry produces around 10% of the world's carbon emissions. This is more than the airline and shipping industries combined, though in the news we hear much more about how harmful these industries are to the environment. Also, clothes pollute our oceans with microfibers. These are tiny pieces of plastic that are released by synthetic clothes when we wash them.
That's shocking. And it doesn't help that people buy a lot of clothes these days, does it?
You're right. It's partly the fashion industry's fault. Fashion blogs and magazines are always telling us what clothes are in or out of fashion. So some people feel the need to buy new clothes all the time, just to be stylish. But even people who don't follow fashion trends still buy a lot of clothes. Nowadays, there's a lot of low-cost clothes shops where you can buy cheap clothes made from cheap materials. These clothes don't last long, but because they're so cheap, it doesn't bother us. We just go clothes shopping again. But this attitude is terrible for the environment.
So, Heather, what can we as consumers do to help?
Well, we can recycle clothes by donating them to charity or support clothes brands that are eco-friendly. My main message to your listeners today, though, is simply to buy fewer clothes. Amazingly, in some developed countries, 40% of the clothes people buy are never worn. Instead, let's ignore the fashion industry a bit and avoid changing our wardrobe every year. And if you need to go clothes shopping, concentrate on buying clothes made from strong materials so that they last a long time.
I think that piece of advice would save people a lot of money too. Thanks a lot, Heather, for coming in.
My pleasure, Charlie.